there's a saying in Nigeria that changes begins at home. And I think most importantly that we are here today are trying to talk about this issue of racism within FSK, for me personally, is an improvement to the right direction. In the sense, I would use a very short story. When I came to Germany in 2018, one of the first places they told me that was very acceptable in Hamburg for migrants, refugees, people of color, was Gängefidel. And 2 days afterwards, I came here. Right in front of this place, I got controlled. And this was like in front of, let's say, the people who no more have awareness or supports refugees at the time. But anyway, I was coming to look for boats. Should I say, I heard that there was like activist art space here in Gängefidel that gives both people like accommodations or also space to be able to do their projects. And I thought it was a very good opportunity to come there. I came to the meetings weeks after weeks. In exception of the first day, people did ask me my name, and that was it. So I came and I came again, and I realized after a while that there was not going to be any space for me to even talk or introduce myself or like really talk about why I'm here. But a couple of weeks later, or a couple of months later, a colleague of mine and a friend who was also a student and Danish came here. She's a student, art student, just opposite the other house here. She got a place to stay for 3 months. And that's actually how we came into FSK. So when I came, I met Vanna and we talked over time. Luckily enough, of course, I heard that it's a free radio and we're already doing radio projects at first in Copenhagen that was trying to focus on migrant issues. So luckily enough, I stayed, or we stayed for a while. Of course, there was not literally, in exception of also, let's say, Vanna, for instance, or there was Martin who was here before who helped on a couple of times while we were here. But without being someone, let's say, who was, how would I put it, very focused on trying to change the perception of the refugee situation at the time, I wouldn't still be here. Because after I came to the first few meetings in FSK, I did ask myself, I was sitting just over where we were sitting, and I was asking myself, what in the world am I doing here? And I'm sure a lot of people have come again and again, have left, because that was not a cohesive space, not only from what he's saying, because I just came to Germany, I didn't understand German, I'm still trying to learn that process. Of course, I cannot speak freely in the same language. People often tell you like, well, I cannot really understand, or I cannot either speak in German, so that in English, that's why I cannot engage with you. And that makes it very, very difficult, even though you know outside of the space that people actually do understand you, or do speak with you. But it was very, in a sense, for me, an experience which I thought was not so different from what I've experienced in the activist spaces, in the migrant activist spaces and other places before I came to Germany. And I thought like this same hierarchy of not acknowledging, not knowing, not accepting that you could also be, let's say, a professional in what you do. Like you could do radio, you could do any sort of act, art already, that nobody recognizes that is already a problem within the space. And I thought like, okay, since I'm here till now and FSK decides that, or the topic is there, I don't think it's hidden anyway. Because when you come here, you would often tell, or like in Gängefidel in general, you would often know that it's also like a very white dominated space. And why is that? When it's, if you come to Hamburg, you'll be told that this is one of the, you know, more progressive parts in the society, yet we don't even see the people which they're progressing towards, like the people, like the interaction with the other people from other parts of the world. So today, being able to talk about decolonialization and being able to go through that process of being able to decolonize ourselves, I thought that was very important for the organizer, the FSCar collective in general. But of course, we should also try to look at that outside of the FSCar spaces. Today, when I came, maybe perhaps what we are going to listen to, the interview we are going to listen to, I was reading the transcript before, and I thought like your guest was talking about how every institution, more alike, can be connected or is connected to colonialism, and then talking about decolonialism. It's not really possible, even during the 2018 Welcome United, I was saying this already before, we can claim to be decolonized, we can claim to be very progressive, but as long as we do not include the knowledges and the participation and this, giving the space to those people who are so quote-unquote colonized and recognizing their knowledge, there's nothing like that. We are not. We are still working within the same institution, within the same structures that educated us, that brought us up, that taught us what we know. We are not doing any different. So all I'm just saying is that as much as both institutions, individuals, organizations continue to practice, we can claim to be lefties, we can claim to be anything, but as long as we're not doing this practical work every day, trying to decolonize ourselves, such as like asking the question, like, what should I do better? Or what are we supposed to do better? Not just bringing people to show up for the faces that there is migrants or that there is people of color, but actively giving the space, providing, let's say, funding. I mean, when I say I've been here for this long, I had to leave for the last 1.5 years. Why? Because there is other pressing issues. My whole life was not about the radio, and I had to find a place to live. I pay rent, I eat, I pay transportations. So when you do this, you do it out of will and out of something you love or you want to continue to do and continue to fight. So we also need like this little support, such as like, I don't know, fundings. When I say the spaces, when I talked about Genge Fiodila, I talked about that to try to give the example that if I could have had a place or gotten the support to stay for a month, 2 months, maybe it would have helped me to focus more. But then it took me almost a year or 2 years to get to start to do a radio, start to settle down. That takes a lot of process, which sometimes is not recognized within the activist spaces or like organizations in which we are trying to like align ourselves with, or let's say who we agree that are like allies to us. So that FSK is doing this today, we also want to somehow pass that on to not only FSK, but also Genge Fiodila and other places like the activist spaces within Hamburg that is trying to decolonize both as individuals and as a collective. So what I'm trying to say with this, or what I hope at the end of these workshops that we'll be doing, is that we will learn more and we'll know how to engage with each other much better, to understand each other much better, because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that actually is going to help us to emerge as better people. Because in the way we are going today, or the way we are like excluding people, not giving the spaces, this is eventually not only going to destroy the institution itself, but also ourselves. I don't know, I can elaborate on that afterwards, after the interview. I mean, if I'm not taking so much of your time, and if you're not bored, I think it's very important each time we talk about this, we try to put things into context so that people will, or one is going to understand what we're talking about. I mean, in order to elaborate, when I talked about sometimes, or what he referred to, sort of like feeling collateral damage in the discussion or like exhausting trying to explain why the place is not or spaces does not feel welcomed to you, or why you do not feel that the place is somewhere you can be or can contribute. Sometimes it becomes very difficult. I mean, I tried, or I told myself, in order to be in FSK, what I have to do is to turn a deaf ear, like some things don't exist. I'm not going to point specifics, or if I tried to, it might also become sort of like a conflict, but please, what I try to do here is to try to explain the situation a little bit so that one can put in, can understand what I say. Is that even in the space where we are here now, there are a few things I can point to you that is very, very uncomfortable when you walk into this door, either as a migrant or a person of color or something, that you can feel like, if this is a left space, why is this here? If one understands the suffering of the other people in the other part of the world that is not white, why do they keep on having some things, some strange things here? But I try to tune it out in order to be continue to be in this space. This is why I say it's very hostile. Or like what Cloud said, if you want to open a discussion in order for one to understand where your position lies or what you're thinking. I remember during the, like for the example he gave with the war in Libya, here we are supposed to somehow try to bridge the understanding of colonialism, of oppression, of capitalism to people in Hamburg or in Germany who do not really understand. But if we, through this air, through this radio, we speak about or like feed into the warmongering narrative of the German media, we are also not so different. For instance, like the example he gave about either calling one a dictator, who is a dictator, we label Germany as a democratic society. Sometimes when I hear that, I cannot stop laughing because it's absurd that we can see that like Libya, Iraq, any of these places are undemocratic, authoritarian. And yet when I try to talk about my experience here as being exactly the same, no difference. Exactly no difference. Like I said, the police will harass you here in front of people, but the police in my country will do the same. They will beat you up on the street in front of people, and nobody is going to say a word. A lot of people of color are murdered here on the street. It's no difference, yeah? But we sort of like talk about it in a way that fits the narrative of the colonial mentality, how we have been taught, how we have been taught to hear the narrative, how we've been taught to absorb it. So what I'm trying to say is even the programs we make here some of the times, I know we cannot all be knowledgeable about everything, but at least to make the effort not to feed into the narrative of the state that we know very well, that is very oppressive, and at the same time use the terms like when we're in the democratic world, when we're in a place that is humanized. I mean, such stuff does not really exist. It depends on the world in which you live in. But from my position, I'm saying that that does not exist. And who sets this narrative? Who clears, if we're talking about domination and like the spaces of like setting the terms of what should be used or the words to be used anyway? That's a long discussion going back to the education, the politics, and policy makings. But outside of all these things, we as individuals, I think it's important for us to understand if we're trying to decolonize ourselves, both from what we've been taught, both from the narrative of if we want to do something different from what the media does, that we try to not use the same language that they use and the same narrative that they use. And most especially not to also oppress the very people we sort of think that we are trying to help. why I say that is that a lot of the times, I remember once listening to a refugee a radio, also even though it was done by a refugee person, also from FSK, that the person was even very ignorant of like using the words like aliens, invaders. And this was done. I'm not saying that it cannot be done in FSK. I'm just saying that we should be more aware ourselves. And doing that from within FSK, where we don't use the same narrative, the same words, the same patterns that the state, the mainstream media uses, is one way of decolonizing ourselves and also decolonizing the FSK structure in general. For me personally, I thought the connection with the Hamburg University was quite interesting for me because I've always tried to understand this power between knowledge and the common existing structures that there is now. For instance, connecting the colonial extractions and the building of the West, basically on the backs of the let's say, people from the global South. So in that sense, we cannot detach very much how we have been indoctrinated, the institutions, politics, where this money and this globalization of these materials or extraction of this material, where it goes, and the connection between that and how our institutions work. So the Hamburg University as itself, as a producer of knowledge, I thought that was very interesting because we, at least within the academic argument, I've always tried to connect how this money and how both the money that comes from the state to the university and the individuals or companies who are doing the extractions, let's say in another part of the world, or doing the oppression in another part of the world, are very much connected. That these individuals, companies, they feed the educational system, they feed the media, they feed relevant institutions that back them up. So if you go into the educational system, I more or less think about the educational system here as indoctrination, in the sense that people are taught to think in a certain way, people are taught to see the world in a certain way and perceive it in a certain way. So both from the idea of race, both from the idea of where people come from, these perceptions is what people are taught or more like indoctrinated. And the universities and the schools have a lot to play in it. And if you look at the universities and the schools, you will also see the people who sort of like pay into it or give the money for it to be built. So you can trace very much, such as like the building, for instance, that she was referring to, how this money that has come from the exploitations of other people from the global South actually ends up in this part of the world. And most especially also that within that educational system, both the studies, most especially, people are not, when we are talking about opening up FSK or like making spaces, understanding colonial structures, it's not done the same in the educational system or in any of these institutions. Literally, people are brought to be used as research subjects, which is what somehow we are trying to prevent here. We do not want people coming into FSK just to as a subject, as a, let me say, as a tokens to be used to manufacture or to build on the current system that there is already, but more or like to decolonize ourselves from it, to detach ourselves from it. So it's very interesting for me to see that at least somebody, at least who is a Western citizen, is actually looking into something like this and also trying to learn from that very decolonial process. And I think this is one thing we should do here, and people in general who are Western citizens should do, to try to connect how these things work, such as like the capital, the monetary system is not very different from the institution of knowledge. I mean, this is where people learn how the capital works, how our capital system here works. This is how people learn more about, like, how to produce, for instance, the materials that we use, like the microphone and so on. But they never learn where these materials come from. And most especially when you talk about expanding that knowledge that they have so that other people in the other part of the world can use it, that's not something that is happening. So, or more like they're excluded from actually being learning. Let's say, for instance, I've tried a lot to get into the university without having the required documents in Germany. That is literally impossible. And that's one of the ways I say that we are excluded from that educational system, so that you do not access it. And because when you have that knowledge, that means you also have a certain position of power in the world. If you can manufacture yourself, if you can produce yourself, literally people in the global south would not need the people in the west. So the educational system and other institutions like it literally works together in order to keep you out, in order to deter you from being able to access such knowledge, and also like not give you the document and so on. That's why people like me, for instance, either you're interested in the media or something else, that you literally have to find a space like FSK to be able to craft your knowledge or to be able to practice what you want to do in reality. So that was an interesting part for me to try to connect that also to like how we should decolonize and how they are not so detached. You know, like I know like most of the materials that we use here comes from the exploitation of some material in the global south. But at the end of the day, we need these materials. I know that it's not so easy to say, well, it's not capitalism literally. I know it has to be abolished, or most of the exploitation, colonization has to be abolished. But in order for it to happen, we also need not only just people from the West to abolish it, because we know that they cannot abolish it. We also want that cooperation with either people of color, people from the global South, literally to be part of that process. And that's why I think it's a bit interesting that we are doing this workshop and also that you had this interview right now.
No?
Just to make it very brief, I would just want to say thank you for staying and also for taking your time to be here today. I think it's not everyone who have the time to put up the effort to listen to us. And also thanks a lot for participating. And I hope that we all take something from this and improve in already what we are doing. And hopefully one day we would say, yes, we contributed and we got to the point where we are that Hamburg is a city that is free of racism. One day, we hope so. One day.
Thank you very much.